Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard as we react to a heck of a win last night. That game, that took us back. That was fun to watch last night. That was old school defensive football. And how about that Eagles front seven? They brought it, led by Jalen Phillips. And the playmakers, they made enough late. Eagles get to 7-2, currently the number one seed in the NFC. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the game, the play of the stars, including the new star, Jalen Phillips, and the decision at the end to go for the fourth down instead of punt. And we'll get back to it all. Jason Avant joins us at 12 at 12:30. Ross Tucker, it's Football Guy Hour, and we're happy to have Hugh Douglas back as a true football guy today. And joining us right now, Football Guy, on the call last night, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Morning. It's a great morning. What a game.
Yes, I'm still falling out.
Yeah, Merrill, it was a great. It really was. It brought me back, Merrill. It's very rare you get a 0-0 game at the half. It's rare you get a game that low scoring, and it's rare that it's also entertaining. That, Merrill, I didn't think that was so much it was bad offense the way sometimes those games are when it's low scoring. I thought it was just excellent defense led by the Eagles front seven last night, Merrill.
You're absolutely right. It was a terrific football game. It was a great game. It was played at Football Shrine, Lombardi Stadium. It was a great game, and the Eagles had the guts and the desire. They just willed their way to win that game. It was a terrific game, and it was a lot of fun to broadcast with Mike Quick.
Merrill, what was your takeaway watching Jalen Phillips' first game as an Eagle?
Amazing. I mean, sometimes a guy eases his way into his activity with a new team and his role. He just took charge. I mean, he was an impact player from the time he stepped on the field.
Yes, he was.
He was all over the place. Pressures, a lot of snaps out there. He did a heck of a job. And Merrill, it was one of those games where you felt like one or two big plays was going to win it because it just was so low scoring. And Merrill, the drive where the Eagles got their touchdown, it was two of their stars. First, it was Saquon Barkley, who, you know, was tough sledding, but he made that catch and then that spin move for the big gain. And then Devontae Smith, you know, for a guy of his size, he really has a knack for jumping as high as he can and out-jumping those DBs. That was a heck of a catch for the touchdown.
It was, and also a great pass by Jalen Hurts. Those two are on just such a wavelength that they can read each other's minds and they just coordinate everything between them. That was just a gorgeous pass and a great catch.
It was. And Merrill, last night was the first time we got to see the team post-bye. And I was impressed with the plan that Vic Fangio had. You know, the defense, decent in the first half of the season, not as great as it was last year. But this night, against a Packers offense, Merrill, that has a good quarterback and has a good play caller, that they really shut them down. It wasn't just Phillips. It was everyone. Oh, Jomo and Carter. It was just a great effort by the defense.
Well, up front in the secondary. Yeah. I mean, there were so many great plays made by Quinyon Mitchell. And really, there were so many good plays made by Adoree Jackson, who's been criticized so much during the season. But he made some big-time plays.
Mayor, how about the play of N'Kobe Dean? I wasn't sure when he came back, number one, what kind of season he'd have, because that was a pretty major injury he had in the postseason, and two, how much he would play, because Jahad Campbell was playing well as a rookie. But, Merrill, N'Kobe has played, and to me, he's been very impactful. I mean, he had the strip sack last night. He had a big tackle in the open field. I've loved the way he's played, and their run defense has been much better since he got back.
You know, the interesting thing, Joe, is that when he was drafted, he was picked in the third round, and a lot of people projected him to be at least in the middle of the first round. I mean, the Eagles stole him in the third round out of the University of Georgia, and he's a great football player. He is really exceptional.
He is, and he's made a difference on this defense since he came back. Merrill, what was your thought as the Eagles were lining up to go for the fourth down play with 33 seconds left in the game on the 35-yard line? I was very surprised. I disagreed with it. I thought the punt there, even if it was a touchback, considering the Packers had no timeouts, was the play. Were you surprised? How surprised were you that they were going for it and then they actually did throw it deep?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't think a field goal was in order with the wind and the cold, but I thought that the punt was the way to go. And look, Nick Sirianni was aggressive. He tried to do something and it just didn't work. But they hung on, and I'll tell you something else. At the end of the game, when Brandon, when he started to line up that field goal, McManus, and they lined it up, and it was going to be a 64-yard field goal, I thought that had zero, not 0.1, but zero chance of being anywhere close, because it was cold, the temperature was in the 20s, the wind was blowing. There was no way. They would have been better off throwing a Hail Mary. But that was impossible, and it missed by about 30 yards.
Yeah, and when you throw in the fact that he's been banged up, that kicker, and like you said, the weather, I mean, it would have been the longest field goal in the history of Lambeau Field. In those conditions and that night.
Yeah, it was a tough spot.
Yeah, it just wasn't going to happen. Merrill, let's look ahead to Sunday, because the tough tests do not stop. The Eagles take down the Packers. They're 7-2. They are now tied for the number one seed in the NFC. But here come the Detroit Lions. Merrill, what's your first thought on this game Sunday? Because we had a physical game last night. I imagine we're getting another very physical game this Sunday.
Well, you know, in looking at the season and going into this game after the bye, I thought to myself, if the Eagles take one of the next two games, either Green Bay or Detroit, they're in pretty good shape because they're going to be at least 7-3. But now that they've taken care of the Packers, you kind of get greedy. And I think they're a better team than the Lions. The Lions are getting some good play from Jared Goff. But I just think the Eagles are better, and I think the fans at the Link are just going to be really, really enthusiastic. You're going to hear the roaring of the crowd. It's going to be a great night.
It is. It's going to be a fun night. Sunday Night Football at the Link this weekend. Merrill, enjoy the rest of your day, your week, and we'll catch up during the pregame on Sunday.
I'll tell you, I will enjoy the rest of the day. And, you know, I think when people criticize this team and they say, well, they're not creative enough, or they're not doing this, or they should have done that, just relax and smell the roses. This team is 7-2. They're winning football games, and they're really making and putting together a terrific season.
They are, and they have a real chance to get back to the Super Bowl again. Merrill, thank you for hopping on. We'll talk Sunday. Enjoy the day, Merrill.
Thanks a lot, Merrill.
Okay, Joe.
There he goes.
Thank you.
There he goes. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Surprised like the rest of us when the Eagles went for that fourth down.
Surprise.
Whoever's decision it was, Hurts, Brown, 1, 11, Sirianni, whatever.
Well, it was Sirianni's decision to put them out there.
He absolutely was. He's responsible. I mean, that's the bottom line. What's so funny over there?
I'm just laughing. I mean, they won, and we being messy.
Well, I mean, we can't, again, Odyssey did not pay for an elephant for us not to address elephants in the room. Right? Are you right?
That
elephant was not
like,
cheap,
I thought we were going to let him live.
Let him live?
Yeah.
Handed them a field goal attempt.
No, see, this is where you can tell who actually thinks he's in the Midwest.
Let him live?
Excuse me?
Do you know where you are?
What was that show where when something happens and they stop and they start playing the music? Like, what would you do? Like, that's what that was.
A little record scratch.
What would you do? Punt!
Because I was like, everybody was like, What is that? What is that?
I don't know what the hell
that
was.
Yeah, that was different.
It was wild. All right, let's get back.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I wish they could have paused as the Eagles took the field with the offense. Like,
boy,
Nick,
that was crazy.
Are you sure about this one, buddy?
What are we doing?
I'm not sure.
What are we doing?
It was wild. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Jason Avant will join us coming up at 12. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Your reaction all day. The Eagles are 7-2 atop the NFC. That defensive performance last night was incredible. Mike in Center City. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, all that you say is true. Defense was great. Mm-hmm. But I think this game proved to me beyond doubt that Jalen is a top five quarterback. He outplayed Mr. Love.
You heard him.
Well, he did outplay Jordan Love.
That was such a high bar to clear.
Yeah. Speak on it.
Well, everybody's all impressed by, you hear a lot of good things. He's considered a top quarterback, right?
I don't think Love is anywhere close to top five,
truth.
But whatever, it's okay.
But at the same, I think when both defenses were great, mm-hmm. and when it really came down to making a play, I thought Jalen Hurts made the play, and to me that puts him as a top quarterback.
I think Jalen's had some good games this year. Last night was not one of them, from my opinion. What plays did he make last night? You mean like the Devontae touchdown?
Well, there was that. He made some other great throws to Devontae. Even just I know he had a fumble, but that was a great play.
It was a fumble. It was a turnover in the red zone, Mike. I mean, what are we talking about?
Great play.
No, I understand. These things are going to happen, but I mean, did he have a better game than Josh Allen?
Sure, Josh Allen had a bad game.
Yeah.
I just of all the games last night to be the night to praise Hurts. Like, they won because their defense last night, right? I mean, isn't that why they won last night?
Well, it was close.
Scored 10 points.
The sarcasm is not nice. Y'all not being nice.
Do you think they won because Hurts last night?
No, I'm serious. The Packers played a great
defense. Yes, they did. They played.
The Packers defense is legit, Mike. Yes, I agree. Yes. And Parsons, Parsons is obviously a difference maker.
Michael
Parson, as they call him. Yep.
So I don't know. I walked away with this being very impressed with just his control during the game.
Resilience.
Resilience.
There you go. I helped him out.
This is the game.
Yeah.
Should have let him drown.
Yeah, Mike, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Like, I don't want to rip Hurts because I don't think he played bad last night, but it just wasn't one of his better games.
I don't know how that's your takeaway.
I don't know how he won the game last night.
No, he didn't.
That's not the thought that I had, but he did what he had to do to win.
There we go. Now we're back. We're back.
Well, I guess. Because that was the storyline. That's the storyline last night.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Because we were watching it, and I was talking to you about it. And he was like, well, he does see some similarities to himself. Troy Aikman. See some similarities. Like, the stat line is not – neither one of the quarterbacks, lit it up last night.
It was a defensive game.
It was definitely a defensive game. It was old school football.
I will give Hurts credit for this. There's been many games like this over the years where it is ugly. And then he makes a throw or two, and that ends up the difference in the game.
The touchdown. And that's what last night was.
The touchdown of Devontae is the difference in the game.
Now, underthrown.
I agree, but I thought he
Devontae made that play.
He did, but I will give Hurts credit for this. I thought his decision making created it. Like,
he pulled the trigger faster.
He pumped, and mm-hmm. I think it brought the safety up. I forget who the guy in the middle of the field was. It was either AJ or Goddard. One of them was in the middle, right? And then he pumped. The safety came up, and it basically opened the hole for Devontae to go over the top. Now, was the throw slightly underthrown? Sure, but if he doesn't pump, I don't think the play's there to be made.
How many 10-7 games are we coming away saying the quarterback won the game?
Well, he didn't win the game.
Of course, he didn't.
The defense won the game. Yeah.
And that's good.
Let's not forget Saquon. I mean, that spin move, that set up the touchdown.
He did that guy dirty.
Oh, my God. The guy, his ankles are just totally broken. That was an awesome move. On a night where Saquon, it was tough sledding again, Hugh. It really was.
Yes, it was.
That's The thing about the Eagles is they have incredible mental toughness. They also have so many great players that if the game stays close, someone's going to make a play, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what it was. Somebody, I could almost guarantee you that guys are in the huddle talking about, hey, somebody got to make a play.
Yep.
Somebody has to make a play. Because that's kind of what you're talking about when you talk about, you know, the way that they were playing last night. Neither one of those defenses were relenting last night. They were not giving up.
No.
So it was one of those things where somebody's like, hey, you're sitting in the hub like, hey, man, somebody got to make a play.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do something.
And look, this may be an oversimplification of a very complicated game sometimes. The Eagles have more good players than most teams, right? Like, they have more guys that someone eventually will make a play. And last night, Saquon made a play, and then Devontae made a play. And again, I give Jalen Hurts credit for the pump fake, which led to, you know, Devontae getting wide open or at least getting a step with no safety in the back end there. It was huge. And I just... We're all aligned on this. That was super fun to watch defense like that. That brought me back, and it even got Hugh Douglas to admire defense again.
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing, man.
Doesn't it feel good to come back home?
I never left.
Well, that's not true.
No, I'm saying
you denounced defense.
Point, no, I never denounced
you
defense.
You did.
I just looked at it like, see, the defensive players don't get paid like they used to, and they don't play the same way that they used to. That's a fact. Like, all the glory goes to the offensive side of the ball. All the money, for the most part, is on the offensive side of the ball. So that's where I was kind of coming from when I made that
statement.
But doesn't
it feel good to come on home?
Well, I never left.
Well, you did.
I never left. That's the way y'all interpret
it. You were in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, dude.
No,
you left.
I was in the Pacific Ocean.
You were in an ocean.
I was in the Pacific Ocean.
One of the Pacific Oceans.
In outer space.
One of your former teammates, a defender, he was, you know, you could hear it in Ike's voice. He knew that you lost.
But see, Ike, that's because Ike didn't understand.
I think he understood, was just thoroughly disappointed.
I just tried to explain it to him, and he wasn't trying.
Well, there wasn't really.
He wasn't trying to hear what I was saying. Yeah,
this is
picking up.
Two straight years that the best part of the team in the biggest games is the defense. I mean, eventually, the light comes to
that everyone. Was a hell of a game last night. And I know people look at it different. Everybody's going to look at it differently, you know, and not saying that Jalen played great. That's not what
he
I'm saying.
He did not play great.
He did not, but
he missed throws. He missed the one to Calcaterra over the middle.
Yeah, we can get it out of the way.
I think we have to be grown-ups enough to say, like, a few weeks ago when he played against Minnesota, and I thought it was the best throwing game of his career.
Yeah.
We can say that, and then we can say last night he didn't play very well, but they won.
This was him and Sirianni's worst regular season offensive performance ever.
I don't know about that. Because
it was.
I feel like.
Statistically.
Okay, statistically. I'll give you that. But I feel like there was some good that came out of that game last night. Jalen got the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, early in that game. We saw some screen plays. We saw some decisive throws. Even if they didn't connect, we saw him come up and make a decision and throw the football. I think there's stuff to – like, that's how you have – I know fans don't look at it like that, but you have to look at some things to build off of.
Sure. Well, I just thought he was, like, uncharacteristically, I'll say, fairly inaccurate last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know,
he was inaccurate.
Some of that may have been
the
cold.
And he's usually very accurate.
I wonder if the cold played into his accuracy.
Maybe.
He was very inaccurate early. Or later, I should say.
But it could also be the fact that he was doing something that he doesn't do. He was making decisions quick. Like, those were some quick decisions. Like, when you talk about what Jalen's been the last couple weeks and what we saw last night, he was trying to get the ball out of his hands quick because he knew that pass rush was going to be on top.
I also think he deserves credit for taking zero sacks last night. On a night there was a lot of pressure on him. His legs, he ran for 27 yards. A lot of that was on the run he fumbled, but I just thought his legs avoided sacks.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, Parsons was chasing him all night. Yeah. He got away most of the time.
But he missed, like, man, the one to Calcaterra that
was
probably should have been a touchdown.
It was bad.
He sailed that.
It was wide open.
He, like I said, he tried to throw three interceptions on the same drive when he threw the ball behind Dallas Goedert multiple times.
Well, the one across his body was wild.
Like, like I said, uncharacteristically, to be fair to him, but he was inaccurate.
Yeah, it was... What are we going to call it? A C game? You know, I don't think it was an F. I wouldn't give it an F. He only turned the ball over once.
Yep.
He didn't take a sack, so those are good things.
He didn't throw up all over himself.
No. But he has a higher standard than that.
Sure.
Again, they won the game last night because of their defense, and two of their stars made the plays that none of the Packers could make. I mean, the Packers didn't make any star plays. It was just basically 3 yards in a cloud of the dust with Jacobs the whole night. That's how they got their touchdown. Anthony's at Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Victory Tuesday.
Happy Victory Tuesday, Anthony. What a night,
yeah,
Anthony.
Man.
What are you feeling?
Listen. I had to jump in here, and I'm glad y'all got to me quickly. I think Jalen Hurts is the reason we won that game last night. And the reason, here's the reason I say that. I think people don't take into account enough, like, what, like, name me another quarterback that has had the deal with the number of offensive coordinators that Jalen Hurts has had to deal with. And then when you have a Bentley of an offense with the number of guys that we have on this offense, you hand the keys over to a guy who's never called plays in his life at this level, and we're just expecting that not to play a part at all in, you know, the issues with the offense. This guy has found a way year after year, no matter who is on the sideline with him, to say, okay, I may not win every game for us, but I'm not going to lose games for us. I'll take a guy like that because he doesn't care about the ego part that comes with being the guy. He doesn't care about being Josh Allen. He doesn't care about being Lamar Jackson. Give me ways that I can win games, and that's what I'll do. If I'm not the guy sitting at the podium at the end of the game being, you know, characterized as the hero, I'm fine with that. This guy wins games. He found a way to win a football game last night, and that's all you can ask of Jalen Hurts. So for us to try and talk about, like, oh, well, you know, this is what he did wrong. Listen, Josh Allen, who everybody loves, got his offensive coordinator fired a couple years ago because he threw an interception like 7 or 8 games in a row.
Didn't Jalen do that, like, to Brian Johnson?
No, he didn't get Brian Johnson.
I mean, Anthony, it was the exact same thing. He threw a bunch of interceptions. Wait, it was a bunch of interceptions, and then Brian Johnson got fired.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
You know what the difference is? You know what the difference is?
That you like Jalen and not Josh Allen?
No, I think that's
the difference.
Anthony, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Because I hear what you're saying, and I understand, but my question to you is this. When does that stop being an excuse? Because Jalen's 6 years in, and there's examples of other quarterbacks who've been through the same thing that have thrived in this. And another question I want to ask you. Just because Jalen has had multiple coordinators, I don't think it's unfair to criticize his play from last night, even though he did win the game. Because he did make some throws that if the defenders would have been in better position, they were some dangerous throws. So my question to you is this.
Right.
When is it okay to criticize Jalen?
Here's the thing, Hugh. I'm not saying that it's not okay to criticize him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that when your first question, you said there's been other quarterbacks that have been in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of another quarterback. I've been an Eagle fan since 95. Last 1995, I became an Eagle fan.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been watching football, I can't point to another quarterback who has dealt with more and dealt with what Jalen Hurts has dealt with in terms of change every year and won at the level that he did. Again,
and you're right, but he's thrived at that. I'm going to let you cook, but he's thrived. Like, I could see if it was a hindrance to Jalen, but he's thrived in those. So you can finish. I just want to say that.
So, Anthony, I agree with you, and I can't think of another quarterback either that had it quite like this. I do think this particular year is not a great time to use that as a reason. I mean, they kept Petullo, who's the pass game coordinator, for continuity. It's not like this is a brand new offense. This is just a different person calling the plays. They purposely tried to keep someone that has been in the building on last year's staff for continuity. And Anthony, I thought he played well the whole month of October. I just said,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think last night was a great Jalen game.
Listen, I'm not saying it was a great game, but I'm saying that's like you guys sitting in that in your building right now, and you have a guy that says, okay, you tell every day, okay, give me what the script is going to be for today, and he does that for some years. That's completely different than a guy now becoming you, where he's sitting in front of the microphone and he's, you know, talking to the fans every day. That's not the same
Sure,
job.
Anthony, I agree with that. I think there's different ways to talk about the same thing. Anthony, good phone call. I don't think Jalen was bad last night. I also think he's played many better games this year. It was one of his worst ones this season. I think it's fair to say he played against the best defense they saw all year. It was super cold. All those things are fair. But what I get frustrated is the idea that he won the game.
Well, he didn't.
Night.
He didn't win the game.
Well, I also think it's...
He didn't lose it.
He didn't.
Anthony said. So, he's not the reason they won the game.
There is an there's an odd thing to pump him up for no reason. I think when he deserves to be pumped up, we pump him up. And when I hear he won the game, you may say, I'm just defending my guy, Jalen Hurts. What I hear and I get frustrated with is, The people that did win the game last night, it's like slighting them. Jalen Phillips, Jalen Carter with the knockdowns, Moro Ojomo, N'Kobe Dean. They won the football game.
They stepped up and they balled out.
They won the game.
I'm very grateful for the way that Jalen played last night in terms of not losing the game.
And he was better than Love.
That was what we needed that night. It got us to win. And like I said, I didn't need style points. I didn't go into the game saying I need the passing offense look great. Like I didn't need any of that. It's okay. It's okay. That was what we needed from him last night. That's what we got. We don't need to pretend it was something it wasn't.
Well, that's what we do here.
Of course, I
feel like, for me personally, I felt like he did some good things. He got the ball out of his hands quicker.
Didn't take a sack.
He did not take a sack. And the offense evolved. It just, like, I think the thing that we don't want to see is the fact that was a damn good defense. Mm. That was a damn good defensive effort by both defenses last night. And it was tough sledding. Now, I think that the biggest difference is we've seen a lot of games like that Jalen has had, like that, you know, low scoring, low numbers and all that other stuff. But what I took from that game last night was the decision making that he made. Now, like, again, granted, it wasn't precise all the time, but, you know, he did a good job.
Yeah, look, if you had told me before the game against that front against Micah that he wouldn't take a single sack and Lane would be out of the game for like half the game, I would have said, come on, guys. So that's a big thing that Jalen did last night is not take any sacks. 215-592-9049. For more of your phone calls coming up on the game, everything, the good, the bad, and whatever the hell Sirianni, Hurts, and Brown were trying to do at the end, going for that fourth down. Plus, he was going to break down the D-line play last night for the first time in this show's history as an actual defensive guy. What he saw from Jalen Phillips and the guys up front. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know I love me some Philly fall. When the chill hits, it's time to stock up on those seasonal tasty cakes. I'm all about the salted caramel donuts, y'all. I like donuts. Those things are dangerous. Or maybe a pumpkin pie. When I need a little something sweet after the show. So don't wait right now. Don't wait at all. Stock up now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made, Philly love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Except no substitutes.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down, and the ball was out.
We were trying to listen to something there.
There's no easy way out. You want to hear me singing? People tune in and hear me sing this.
No, I don't know if that's true. Just like they didn't tune in for us to let Elton John play for 40 seconds yesterday. That was on me. I apologize for that one. I do like Elton, though. Can we hear it one more time since she was singing over it? Moro Jomo calling out the Packers play on 4th-and-1.
It's not on this way. It's not on this way.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down. And the ball was out.
That's what you talk about, a defense that's locked in, man.
Inside
I love that.
Zone this way. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Because everybody, like, everybody watches film together, right? And certain tendencies indicate to you what potentially could happen, especially when you talk about formation. Now, I know I famously tell the story about when Trot was telling me, hey, man, if you just listen, I'll tell you where the ball is going. That's exactly what that is. Like, guys watching film trying to get everything that they possibly can. You know, but here's the thing when it comes to stuff like that. You can know tendencies, but you got to be able to stop it. You know, you can famously hear stories about Ray Lewis when they would say Ray would call out the play.
Sure.
Ray watched film a lot. Trot watched film a lot. That's what good linebackers do. That's what good ball players do. They watch a lot of film. They look for tendencies. They look for certain things that will allow them a leg up, especially in the run and the passing game.
I thought it was telling because, you know, something we all have our feeling before the game, right? And we have fun with the day of the game and who's nervous and who's not. I thought everyone was right yesterday about the game in terms of this. Like, you guys were a little more confident than I were that they were going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous. The game played out nervously. Like, it was tight the whole time. I thought it was that kind of game. But one thing we all agreed on was late in the game, we just trust the Eagles more than the Packers, right? Like, I trust Jalen more than I trust Jordan Love.
Some people get bungholitis when they get tight.
And I just think that team has a softness to them. And like, the Eagles are better buttoned-up organization. Like, that was, wasn't it that play? Like, 4th-and-1, game on the line. I know that they got an extra chance because Sirianni, whatever the hell that was. But, like, that was basically the game right there. 4th-and-1, game on the line, and the Eagles know the Packers play. And instead of them just executing at you or changing the play, they just ran right into the Eagles. Like, it
ran into the teeth of the defense.
And then they fumbled the ball and the whole thing. It was like a perfect microcosm of why the Packers can't beat the Eagles. It's not like these games are blowouts. They just can't beat them.
Yeah, and then at that point, it's a man whoop a man.
Yeah.
Because you know the play coming. You know where it's similar to the tush push in a sense that you know it's coming. And there's nothing you could do to stop it. That's the most demoralizing thing you could do. That's why I said you only do the tush push when it's needed. Because when you do it like that, in their mind, they're like, damn, here comes that play that we can't do nothing against. Here's another fresh set of downs that they're about to get because they're about to get the first down. It's like inevitable. So that's why I say that's more demoralizing than doing it 10 times a game or 50, whatever you want to do. But, yeah, that's more demoralizing.
All right, now that you are officially back as a defensive guy, it's great to have you back. How about we do a little Big Q breakdown of what you saw with the guys up front? Let's start with Jalen Phillips here. What'd you say?
Oh, man, just locked in. Like, he came in, and he was a force off the corner. Now, I know he didn't get a sack, but you talk about his overall presence out there on the pad as a pass rusher. His presence was felt because a lot of those times Jordan Love had to step up in the pocket. He was a little antsy, had happy feet. There was one throw that he threw to the sideline. It was a pretty good throw, but he couldn't set his feet. And he couldn't complete the pass.
Yep.
That's what I saw last night. I just saw relentless defensive line play. Nakobe Dean was out there doing his thing. Having Nolan Smith back in the lineup was great. And like I said, shout out to my man BG. I know he didn't do a whole lot last night, man, but to be out there, you know, and still living his dream, he's going to get up to speed and he's going to be fine. But yeah. Shout out to that defensive line, man. They were locked in. Moro, Jomo, all those guys. You could tell they watched a lot of film last night.
Look, you know, last week we talked about Howie a lot and the moves he didn't make in the offseason.
Yeah.
One, they were right about Ojomo. He was ready. Now, Milton Williams is having a heck of a year for the Patriots. It looks like Milton was also worth a lot of money that they didn't want to pay. But they were right that Ojomo could play. I mean, he's a disruptor out there. He's been very good. I thought Jalen Carter last night played better than he had in a while. He had a bunch of pass knockdowns. And then Hugh, looking at the snap counts last night, what stood out to me is first game as an Eagle, they threw Phillips in there. He was out there 78% of the snaps.
Like, oh, yeah, because he was
he's the guy now.
He was out there making it happen. He was out there. He was out there all over the place, man. And you know, it was funny because, you know, Max is a Miami fan, right?
And he was telling us about Jalen.
Yeah, he was telling us that, you know, he's the guy that he gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He just is not a finisher. Once he starts to finish, he's going to be a problem.
But you know what? With this group, though, if he creates the pressure and someone else gets the sack, like,
yeah, he's going to come. It's going to get him. He's going to get his. He just got to keep bringing that heat, man.
Yeah,
he brought some heat last night.
He was awesome.
Unadulterated scunion.
And you know what he was better at than I thought he'd be?
What was that?
He set the edge in the run game.
Yes, he did. He played with his hands. That's the one thing I noticed. It was one run play where it came to his side, and he had really good separation with the tackle, and he was able to make the play inside. And then he jumped up, and he was hyped.
I mean, you could tell he is rejuvenated in his career to be an Eagle.
Yeah, he went from ashy to classy.
Quickly.
Yes,
he quickly did. What a win for the Philadelphia Eagles last night. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington.
Jeff.
On WIP.
Shout out to all the veterans today.
Shout out.
Yes, Jeff. Well said.
Two callers that I know are veterans, Chris from Middletown and Rios from North Philly. So
Rios, yeah, Rios.
Two of our favorites.
I met Rios
on WIP
this week. I met Rios.
Well, at Chickies?
Well, no, at Chickies.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
at Chickies.
Yep.
So I didn't really need a defensive struggle last night because I was in Alabama this weekend to see the LSU game with my daughter. And I was up at 4 a.m. yesterday to drive back up this way.
Woo.
It was all I could do to stay awake to watch that game. But sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other team's defense. No, Jalen didn't have his best game. It was a struggle quite a bit for the most part, the whole game. But here's the only thing I can say about Nick Sirianni making that decision. First of all, I think they might have lined up to either try to draw off sides or maybe even take a delay a game to back up a little bit to get more room to punt. And then Jalen and AJ looked over at each other and were like, wait a minute.
Yep.
We might be able to get something here. Because I can't see Nick Sirianni there's no way they should have thrown the ball there. I mean, it didn't make any sense at all.
Well, Jeff, and that's why I think you're right. And I think it probably was Jalen and AJ trying to make a play. You think about what
had to be.
What Devontae said about 1-11. And then, Jeff, it reminded me of the game in Seattle where they did something like this a couple years ago. Jalen ended up throwing a pick on that play. And Sirianni's explanation made no sense. Last night, when he referenced the Minnesota game a few weeks ago and the Browns game last year, neither of those situations are what they had last night. It felt like he was trying to like make us think it made sense, even though he knew it didn't make any sense.
I know. I don't know. Like I said, that was a really good defensive battle. And you said it earlier, these dudes are just banging each other, man. And it was not boring.
Yeah,
thank God, because I would have fallen asleep by halftime.
Yeah.
And when was the last time we had a 0-0 tie at halftime with any team?
So it's been 2 years in the NFL and 16 years on Monday Night Football since that happened. It's been a long time.
It was insane. But hey, this was one of those wins this week and next week. You have to be able to assert your dominance by beating these two teams. And
we
got one of them last night.
There's no question. I think assert your dominance is quite a way to end that phone call. Jeff, appreciate it there. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean,
no, he's not.
Are we being grown-ups today or not?
No.
He's getting banged every which way.
My favorite part is he quoted Hugh saying that. Did we miss that earlier?
Wait, when I said that?
Did he take liberties with the quote?
I mean, I don't think I said that.
We might
that.
Need to unpack all of that. Yeah, the whole thing.
We were banging for 3 days straight and did every other day after that.
Is that from earlier today, or that just
no? That's it.
Oh, that's just
drop.
That's another gem drop. From Hugh over here.
Drop box.
What the hell was he talking about?
He's talking about guys out there banging. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Normal stuff to say on the radio.
It was physical confrontation.
Yeah, it was. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. What's up, Terrence?
He's your car. What's up, man?
Terrence,
what's up, man?
Guys, look, good win last night. I like the win. I didn't like the offensive sloppiness.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the game execution. It was awful. I didn't like Sirianni fist pumping after the game like they did something, like they dominated the game. He was all excited and hyped, like they blew him out. Look, guys, Jordan Love is awful. And yesterday, Hurts was awful too. Petullo was awful. And at the end of the game, not putting that ball, Sirianni was awful. Guys, we're past the midway point, and we still can't get a flow on offense right now. We can't get our receivers involved, particularly AJ Brown. Like, why is it so hard, guys? We have three all-pro receivers and an all-pro running back. The whole game, we had no rhythm. It didn't even seem like Petullo wanted to pass the ball, guys. We got three and outs most of the game. We're leading the league in three and outs, guys. It was first down run, second down run, third down run. Like, can we pass the ball? Guys, on one of those drives we got in the red zone, it was about third and eight, and he ran the ball on a draw play. Like, why are we so conservative and we're not pushing the ball down the field, guys? Guys, we're not going to be – we think we're going to beat Detroit with this kind of offense, guys. We're smoking. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I mean, obviously they can't win Sunday with 10 points. I mean, they need to score – they need to move the football on Sunday against Detroit. Terrence, they were very conservative last night. I mean, to the point where – before the half, when Love fumbled, the Eagles had a legitimate chance to move the ball into field goal range, and they just basically took the ball into the half. I mean, I was surprised at how conservative they were then. They didn't even want to try to get a lead going into the half.
And Joe, I'm sitting there watching this. I feel like the offense would be more fluent on first and second down. The defense, like, they know what we're doing. And they damn near knew what we're doing, like it was scripted. They knew what we were running every play, that they're cheating down the line of scrimmage. And Saquon can't do nothing, guys. I'm not impressed with these squeaking out wins, guys. But this key point, guys, listen to this. Coming to the season, we knew our defense wasn't going to be what we expected. A lot of close games, we thought they were going to be shootouts, right? But we're winning close games this year and low-scoring games, guys. And that is not good. You know why? Because they could go either way down the stretch in these playoff games. If we're in a tight, low-scoring game and we blow one coverage, or there's a defensive bust, our offense have a miscue, and we're not scoring, we're done in the playoffs. And, guys, the MVP of the season, guys, is Vic Fangio, guys. Doing what he's doing with his defense, man, and still getting these wins with Adoree Jackson at quarterback is special. And we got to give Adoree Jackson some props. He had a couple good pass breakups last night, guys. This offense, I don't know if it's going to be sustainable the rest of the season, guys. I need to see more consistency to start thinking that we can go Super Bowl back-to-back.
Well, Terrence, you mentioned something about the defense and Fangio. And Terrence, good phone call. We'll see how they do. In the next couple of weeks, they're going to play better offenses, right? They're going to play the Lions.
Yeah.
Dallas's offense is obviously good. So there's some challenges coming up offensively. Even Chicago's offense has turned around under Ben Johnson. So the next three games, they're going to face offenses probably better than what they saw last night. But I'll say this about the defense and Vic Fangio. If they can figure out the second corner, right? And Adoree was pretty decent last night, but mm-hmm. I don't think Adoree's the answer.
Yeah, they had the receivers banged up.
Yeah, right. So is it Jacorian Bennett? Is it going to be Jair Alexander? Is there some another combination? If they can figure that out, this defense might come along. They have had some ups and downs this year, yet you look up this morning and the Eagles are 10th in the NFL in points per game allowed. If Vic can piece this thing together, because now it feels like the front seven is ready to roll in the second half.
Yeah, and I'll say this to what Terrence was saying. I hear what you're saying, brother, and I understand your frustration. But in a nutshell, the NFL is about making mistakes and capitalizing mm-hmm. on mistakes that are made.
And avoiding mistakes
on
your side.
And avoiding mistakes. And when you look at it, I understand that this offense, for a lot of people, was inept. They didn't turn the ball over.
Well, they did. Jalen had
the
fumble.
The fumble. Yeah. But outside of that, you're talking about, for the most part, they didn't put the ball in harm's way.
Didn't take sacks, didn't have those negatives.
And sometimes when you – like, Micah Parsons and those guys were gambling. Like, they were riverboat gamblers. There was a couple times where Micah Parsons took off running, and he timed the snap count up, and he had a running start, and there was nothing you could do. That was on one of those plays when he ran Jalen down. Mm-hmm. He ran him down, and Jalen had to throw it away. So I hear what y'all saying, but a lot of times, man, you get games like that. You get games where one mistake – will change the outcome of the whole game.
Yeah, and Terrence said there, he's kind of nervous because it's tough to win all these close games all the time, right? Well, two things. One, they have a knack for doing it. They've won a lot of one-score games this year. Two, I don't anticipate a postseason where they're going to have multiple blowouts like last year, right?
And let me tell you another thing, Joe. That's what the NFL used to be.
Yes. It's like last year, the last two games to win the championship last year, we lived like kind of a blessed life, right?
Yeah.
Like they put up 55 in the title game. They blew the doors off the Chiefs. If they're going to do it again, my guess is they're going to have to win three or four games that are going to be tight.
Yes.
Like, so we better just buckle in and get ready and hope everyone's ready for a nail biter. And this team is certainly capable of winning a few nail biters on the way to get back to the Super Bowl this year. Chuck and Matt Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Joe Giglio, what's the deal? Yo, huge.
Chuck.
And it was a wonderful game yesterday. Listen, let me explain something to everybody, right? Here's the situation with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? They are mentally tough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about them getting in the playoffs and losing to, a team that's going to come in here and you think that's going to beat us. Everybody's getting wrapped up with how it looked. I told everybody yesterday that would listen and last week that would listen. It was going to be a cold game. Typically in a cold game like that, you're going to get these type of ugly football. That's just what it is, man. That was a cold game yesterday. That ball's a little bit harder, a little bit more slicker than normal. So I think the Eagles didn't want to risk, turning the ball over a lot. You see Jalen turns it over, and he typically wouldn't fumble a ball like that, in a regular weather game. So in a game like that, they did what they had to do to win. See, the Eagles' game plan for each game You know what I mean? And I think this week with Detroit, it's going to be a little warmer. You're going to see these guys, you know, the offense open up a lot more. And they're going to have to score more points against Detroit. But for this game, they didn't have to. It was going to be a defensive battle. Detroit's defense is not as good as Green Bay's. I mean, they're okay, but they're not as formidable as Green Bay's. And we're going to be home, and I think that the offense is going to open up a little bit. It's coming. Trust me. Everybody be patient. It's coming. But we did what we needed to do to win that game, considering the fact that Green Bay came off a loss. You know, they was going to fall to the third in the division if they lost that game.
Yep.
They were at home. It was freezing cold. You know, to come out there and to get a W, whether it's 3 points or 1 point, that's what matters in this situation, especially when it comes to November and December football. This game was essentially a playoff game yesterday, and we came out on top, and it set us up to be the number one seed, you know, in the postseason. That was a huge game yesterday, and I just think people aren't taking that into account. Now, I want to say something real quick about the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we got a pass rush again. And that's what I took out of that game. That's the greatest thing I could take out that game yesterday. We got ourselves a pass rush again. And that's what's going to propel us to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you that right now. And the thing about it is, Quinyon Mitchell, you know, pay that guy right now. He sticks on you like Saran wrap on a hot summer day. I love that guy.
Chuck, he does what the great corners do, which he doesn't get penalized, but he's always right there. Like, he's kind of on your hip, but he doesn't.
Joe,
he's smart enough to take his hand off before the penalty comes.
He's he plays the cornerback position in such a the right way, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's technically sound, and he's fast, and he's smart. You know, and BG's out there playing, setting the edge, and he had a play where he didn't collapse on the inside. He didn't just collapse on the inside. He actually, you know, it was the one play. I guess he turned the Jacobs inside, and they made the tackle. So I mean, these guys are locked in. Jalen Phillips looks like a winner. Listen, I'm just ecstatic that we got a pass rush. Jalen Carter, he demands all types of attention. You know, and that goes up on the stat sheet, but he demands so much attention where everybody else can get off, man. I'm happy we just got our defense look formidable again, and that's what I can hang my hat on going into the postseason. I don't think there's nobody that can come into Lincoln Financial Field in this city with this atmosphere and beat us. And I'm being honest with you. Don't get caught up in the hype of Seattle and those guys and you know, the Rams. You know, we got to see those guys. We got to see Detroit on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, on Sunday, it's going to be another game where, as though people thought that a team thought they can come in here and beat us because we didn't look so good the following week or the week before. And they're going to realize that once they actually on the field with the Philadelphia Eagles, you got to be mentally tough, you got to be physically tough, and you got to be able to withstand, you know, the punches. And I don't think there's a team that can come in here and do that. I think we're the best at that. We got that Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mahomes type, you know, Chiefs type winning, you know, around us, man. It starts from the top with Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, on down with Nick Sirianni and the quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Well, I agree, Chuck. And look, that last night their chances to be the one seed went from about 11% to 31%. Chuck, good phone call. It was a huge game. I mean, it was a huge NFC game, and now we got to back it up with another one this weekend coming up against the Lions. All right, Hugh, it's almost lunchtime here. You know what we're doing tomorrow?
What
lunchtime?
Are we doing?
Well, not just lunchtime. From 10 to 2 tomorrow, we're going to be at our one of our favorite places, Klondike Kate's,
hey,
tomorrow.
I'm excited.
We are going back down to Newark. So come on out tomorrow. Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Enjoy specials all day long. Klondike Kate's, KlondikeKate's.com for details. We're excited to be there doing the show live tomorrow. Let's grab Gary in Wilmington, who thinks Kyle should apologize to you, Douglas. What's up, Gary?
Hey, let me tell you something. This is my favorite show on WIP, only because I know you guys believe everything you say. I don't agree with half of what you say, but I honestly believe that you believe everything you say.
Well, I believe I'm crazy. Gary, you read me correctly. Gary, what are you feeling here on the game, and why should Kyle apologize to you?
Okay. Well, first of all, whoever got Jason on the air today, I love my own dinner. I don't care what it costs, own dinner. Now, a couple of weeks ago, a little while back, you believed after the game that that Hurts or somebody else took over the play call.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yep.
Well, on the post-game show, Jason Avant and Barrett Brooks said the exact same thing. That's how the show started.
Mm.
Hey, you're at post-game live. Those two came on and they said, Petullo was not calling the plays. Then I heard Jaworski say the same thing. What I can tell you is, those guys probably forgot more about football than I know. So I listened to those people. Jason Avant used to be on the post-game show every game last week, and he was fair across the board. He laid the criticism where it was supposed to be. He criticized the offense, he criticized Hurts, or he gave him praise.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get the real thing. When I listen to him on the post-game show, it's like listening to Randy Moss. It's like they watch the game together.
He's awesome. Well, speaking of, you stay tuned in because Jason's going to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. But why should Kyle apologize to Hugh? That's what I'm wondering.
Because listening to Jason, listening to Barry Brooks, listening to Jaworski, listening to Hugh, somebody else called the plays. It wasn't Petula.
No.
It wasn't Petula.
Yes, it was.
And listen,
you have to stop.
It was
Kevin Petula.
All this nonsense.
And this is Hugh's fault for enabling this. That's not what happened. did he audible a couple times? Did he change the play? Yes, but guess what? That's what quarterbacks do.
Gary, great
all
phone
the time.
Call. Hugh, are you going to put some truth in here?
What's that?
You said he went to him at halftime and took play calling away.
He slapped him.
And slapped him and sat him down on the bench.
He slapped him
across the lips.
And said, look at me. I'm the captain now. That's what he said.
Nope. You are messy.
Yeah, super messy.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, so has anyone apologized to anyone around here?
Nah. Okay. We ain't apologize.
Gary, I apologize that there will be no apologies. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls. You can join us and be part of the next hour. Jason Avant is going to be in studio with us, as he will be every week moving forward. We'll also have Ross. It's football guy hour. And I'm so proud that Hugh Douglas can actually join as a football player.
I'm a football guy. I've always been a football guy.
Well, you kind of strayed from the light, but you're back. All right, Jason Avant joins us. We'll mix your phone calls. Ross Tucker at 12:30. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Truck's back, and it's better than ever. Two racers, one amazing holiday gift. The 2025 Stock Car Racer loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pull-back motor. Available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.